This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. If you've done something wrong and God has convicted you about it, don't stonewall it. It doesn't pay. Follow the psalmist's example spelled out in Psalm 51. Cry out for God's mercy and compassion. Let God know He is right and you are wrong. Let Him know that you know you are accountable to Him. Any sin we commit is sin committed against God. It will stand between you and God until acknowledged. It will rob you of all God wants you to know. Listen to the rich and rewarding life God has in mind for you as described in this psalm. Truth in the inner parts, wisdom in the inmost place, being cleansed and made whiter than snow, experiencing joy and gladness, having a pure heart, being renewed with a steadfast spirit within, knowing God's presence through the ministry of the Holy Spirit, having a willing spirit to sustain, being a fruitful witness, experiencing the freedom to worship and praise God, and delighting the heart of God with a broken and contrite spirit. Now, doesn't that sound like a rich and rewarding life? It can be yours. God wants you to know it experientially, but you must come to God on His terms. You must rely on Him to take you as you are. Don't try hiding the bad things. David started by confessing he was a sinner from birth. Then he confessed he had committed sin, specific sins, and that these were sins against God. In other words, you cast yourself on God's unfailing love and mercy and trust Him to forgive, cleanse, and make you new or renew you.